Things are out of good. friends and our personal lives, in our lives together with other men in society, and even the creation is growing in power because of our gift. God sees our human and his holiness. He cannot think of the earth, and if our gift is looked on this thing, now it goes into action. But then this mighty God who has thrown out the galaxy and turned around the skyline, he takes a very kind of universe and takes the making of the world. He's forming a nation. God forms nation. He becomes the punishment. And then, secondly, there's that judgment by fire. It devoured the great beast and was eating up the land. So God sends his judgment. The grasshopper, as it were, the king has turned the boatman. That's the case. To keep the government and the military operation going. And now, that second growth, the locusts are going to take care of that and translate it into our situation. After the IRS is finished with it, and along comes a drought, they're even running out of peanuts. The punishment is there, rises out of death. The grasshoppers come and clean it up, the fire is there, and we are too small to stand. We don't even find anything solid anymore to stand on. The fire is burned away, the foundation. Situation is that this. Now, as far as I suggest, you see, learn how to make this tea, this intercessory, God in grief. God and confession. Let's look at it a minute. It's a plea of impotence before the one who is omnipotent, and the result, the Lord repented concerning this. This also shall not be the Lord God. The locusts aren't going to have the last bite. God's going to have the last year. And he wants that year to be a world of grace and forgiveness. This punishment shall not be. That is God's will. But before that can happen, from the world's measures of God to occur. Before God can speak that word over us to our guilty, not guilty, the eternal word must become for us. Well among us, suffer, die, and rise again. And there is that word. Not guilty, this also shall not be. Now, there is a warning here. If there is a proof of that forgiving grace of God, beware. God shows up with a promise. And if we are deep together, that this is going to construct our life in some sort of a flat, dark way that's supposed to pass through a wall, God comes to that trend line and takes exactly measurement. And if we do not measure up, then he says, I'm not coming back. I won't be coming around anymore. Literally, what it means, I'm not going to be there to forgive, I'm not going to come to you anymore, and that is going to be your idea. So, millennia before Ben Luther, Randolph, God himself, who is part of Randolph, against cheap grace that justifies sin instead of the sinner, and in terms of St. Paul and Titus 2, if you don't understand that power is precarious, the saving grace, is also powers like you eat God. If you are educating pedagogical grace, then you're in the difficulty. God will come to the front line and take the measurement and say, I'm not going to be coming around anymore. You know, you sometimes surrender and slap together that kind of careless structure in our lives. I have no doubt there are probably a variety of reasons to survive a little story. Maybe really, very often, a kind of ennui, tedium, frustration, etc. We have tried to live as you knew expected. And what is mean by all the desires of God have helped to give God a hard time in his work. It has been said, even trouble can be beautiful. I think there's something to think about in that. Even when all eyes are flooded with the splendid sunshine, even when the rains descend, and all those murky puddles instead of the eyes of blue lake, and day after day of sunshine, even when there is no real reason for us to grow to see it, the clouds are there, but sooner or later, and usually sooner, there comes that cool hand that brushes aside those clouds. And once again, the stars begin to twinkle and the moon glows. And then as you back away from those colors and begin to see them in proper perspective, you'll see that they respond to the reflections of twinkling star sky and glowing moon. And so even as we work, and sometimes they ask, in spite of our best efforts, to back the job. You see, we don't have to become distorted. We have an intercessor on high who says, O Lord God, peace I beseech thee, so good I beseech thee, how can Jacob stand, who is so small? And so, to that intercession, we are unable to stand. And I'm suggesting that we make this plea, our Advent confession, and we learn to say before God, O God, how can I stand, and so small? And then we're going to discover that we can stop. Perhaps not prayer, but strength. And that even before the judgment power of God's justice. In Christ,